237, Cleveland.
Hey, 237. So is the bus still beeping?
Oh, yeah. So I guess they pulled the fuse for it and disabled it, but the treble light is still blinking and beeping. Even now when the bus is off.
Okay, so who pulled the fuse? Was it the mechanic?
Affirmative.
All right, so now we got the blinking light, no beeping noises?
No, it's so the treble light is still blinking and beeping at the same time. But the power for the suppression system, I guess, is pulled, so it doesn't list what was wrong.
Okay. So that noise, is that something you can deal with or not?
I don't know. It's pretty consistent. What do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, as you can imagine, trading FX buses isn't super easy. Everybody's a little bit different. I know for me personally, a steady beeping noise would drive me absolutely up the wall. I could deal with it for a little while, but not too long. Are you that kind of person, or does it not bother you at all?
It sounds like it would become a distraction if that's what you're saying. So.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do, 237. I want you to go to Powell Garage, and you're going to get there about the same time as a garage-bound 2 coming from downtown, and then you guys will just trade in the parking lot at Powell Garage. So look for 135 bus 4505, and you guys can trade out in Powell Garage, and once you're in his bus, just give me a request to talk.
Copy, and I believe the first couple rows are usually empty at this time of day, so.
Okay, sounds good. I'll leave that part up to you guys, because I've been forever since I've been to Power Garage, so yeah, just figure it out, and once you're in the new bus, send me a request to talk.
Copy that, and what was that bus number one more time?
It's 4505.
4505, all right, I will look for them.
All right, thank you. 741.